We've had many of the candidates for mayor in studio or by telephone, including our current mayor. But we've not done this yet. This is a candidate for the president of the Cook County Board. He is Bob Fioretti, whose name you probably know. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Steve. Good to be here. Thanks.
It's a pleasure to see you again. It's been a long time. President of the Cook County Board, I have a very basic question for you. What does the Cook County Board do? I don't think people know necessarily.
Well, two things. The budget, it's $8 billion. And
with a B?
Yep, with
That's
a B.
That's a lot of money.
It sure is. And it controls, the primary aims are twofold, public safety, public health. And Kim Fox is a protege. She was handpicked by Tony Preckwinkle to be put into that position. Tony Preckwinkle is the chief architect of many of the policies that you see that have failed our communities and have led to the crime surge that we see.
Now, Tony Preckwinkle is the current president of the Cook County Board, for people who don't know. And she is, I bet most people do know, because she's a well-known name in Chicago. Why did you choose to say, okay, I'm going to try to defeat her?
Well, first of all, let me just say, I had no intention really of running again. I've been viewed as the anti-corruption candidate, fiscal responsibility, backing law enforcement, and within the Democratic Party, it's impossible to do those aims across this county and in the city even. I was asked to go for this area, and I have. It's been a short struggle here on what to get the campaign off the ground, but we are being successful. But I say, you know, I know the budget. I've analyzed all these budgets. Don't forget, Tony Preckwinkle controls the budget of Kim Fox. She tells her where and what. She was her former chief of staff. She controls the budget of Tim Evans, the chief judge, who makes the assignments. And she controls the budget of Tom Dart. Now, in those years, 4 years ago, I debated her in the Democratic primary, and she said she had two aims. One, to lower the jail population.
That was when she was running for mayor?
No, when she was running for Cook County Board President.
Okay.
I got almost 40% in the Democratic primary against her. And what happened at that time, she said she had two aims. One, to lower the jail population. We've seen what happens, the reoccurring problems. No bail on a lot of these crimes. The Safety Act, she was always a advocate of, that we see is going into effect on January 1st. And then secondly, she said in working with Berrios was to get property tax bills out on time. They haven't come out on time right now. What is the surprise? Why are they waiting until after the election? We all know it's going to go up, and especially in these inflationary times, people are suffering, and they're waiting. They're going to come out after Thanksgiving, maybe in December, and everybody's going to have 20-some days to pay their property tax bills, or else they go into default. Complete incompetence on the level. She controls 11 elected budgets, and it's time that we need new leadership. And being in there 12 years, God love it that she was there. No, the time is now for change. And if you want change, you got to vote for Bob Fioretti.
All right. So you mentioned Kim Fox a couple of times. She is the Cook County State's Attorney. You actually ran against her, and she clearly won the race. She won twice now. Part of the problem with crime in Chicago, in fact, I'll say this, I've said this on the air before, she is the Cook County State's Attorney, but I wonder if she acts more like a public defender. What do you think?
I have to agree with you. People have said that from day one. Her policies are not to keep, she listens to what Tony Preckwinkle says. Keep people, make that revolving door. If you detain somebody and they are ultimately charged, have them released on bail. Anybody that reads Crime in Wrigleyville and Boys Town, a blog site, CWB, often referred to, shows, I think they're up to 40-some people right now this year that have while out on supposedly bail, and I'm bringing my
air quotes.
Yes, that have committed serious crimes, attempted murder, and so forth and so on. It is a bad situation.
What could you, as the Cook County president, do about crime in the city, would you really have control over that? Yes, the county sheriff's department, but they only have limited control. It's not the Chicago Police Department you would be in charge of.
Well, I think we'd have to work in tandem with them all. Tom Dart, the current sheriff, did open up a post here in River North. We can do that much more often. We have to look, you know, with the declining morale of the Chicago Police Department, we've got to help them and bolster them up, and we can provide enough resources here. I look down Michigan Ave. You see it when you come to work. How many police cars are out there protecting the citizens in this area at this point? The same throughout the city, though. We can find ways to work with various jurisdictions to make sure we come up with the uniform policies and across the board, again, to have people feel safe. I really believe that the not only when I look at the two aims of public safety, public health, but financial security for our citizens. Taxes are going up, and we have to look at the budget on ways to cut taxes across the board.
Well, the reverse has happened, actually. I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk to you about red light cameras and much more when we come back on WGN. Yeah, we're talking about dog issues, actually. Bob Fioretti, who I know is an animal lover, he's running. You are running for the president of the Cook County Board.
Yes, now, I am.
Why did you decide to do that and not run for president?
Look,
you've run for everything else.
You know what? Again, I try to change the system, and I'm trying to move the system forward. It's interesting when you look at my record from day one being in the city council. Now they're adopting all the policies and programs that I was talking about.
We should reference the fact you were a former alderman.
Yes.
And then they did something to you. Well, your ward looked like it was shaped like a finger, a crooked finger or something. I don't know. They changed everything, and that was a hint to you. How can that even happen?
Well, if you're too vocal in the city council and you're too vocal against one, the mayors, and I was against Daley and I was against Rahm, they know ways to push you out. I remember having a little conversation with that first mayor, and one day he said to me,
Daley or Emanuel?
Daley, and why don't we, you know, why don't you run for Congress? And I'm like,
he wanted you out. So.
And then another time, when I voted against one of the taxes that he was advocating, he said, Bob Fioretti, you're a great lawyer, but I don't want you in here. And I was like, yeah, I know that, Your Honor. So,
It is what it is. Fact, you had a little tiff with Rahm Emanuel about lots of different things, but one of them were Lyft and Uber. Now, Lyft and Uber have gotten so expensive because of all the add-on taxes. You were long out of office when this happened, but you're aware of it.
Yes.
That if you ever take Lyft or Uber in the city of Chicago, now taxis, I believe, are less expensive. It's everything possible is taxed in Chicago. Would you be able to change some of that or no?
Well, the county board, this is the second largest county in the country. And we have 5.2 million citizens.
L.A. is the largest?
I think it is, yes. And we look at what we need to do here. We can, but I would have to work with all the municipalities, all the government agencies, and together we can find cohesive ways working together to strengthen our ability to have safe communities, strong communities across the board. I said to a group of people yesterday, about 100 of them up in Schaumburg at a breakfast, somebody said, how can you work? You're going to have more Democrats on the board and all this. And I said, I used to introduce, think about this. Everybody said when I left, you were the hardest working alderman. I would introduce 50 to 70 ordinances sometimes a meeting. And by the
A meeting.
And then the following meeting, most, if not all of them, passed. Some resolutions, some were direct orders to commissioners, but they passed because I worked with my colleagues. I convinced them on what we need to do, and I always heard from a lot of my colleagues, you're the only one that could say this on the floor. I said, yes, you can do it too. Oh, I can't. Yes, you can. You know, we need people standing up for the right things to represent their neighborhoods, to make sure things get done, and to make this the city, as we look out through the windows that are here right downtown, a beautiful city for everybody and a county that everybody, should be coming to. And the only way you do that is through good educational facilities, economic growth, and safe environment, and financial and otherwise. So to me, that's what we need to do for everybody here in this city and in this county.
Tell me about red light cameras. You've never been a fan.
No. In fact, I voted against. There are ways that we can adjust it. Obviously, the impact on minority communities is such. There are several lawsuits. We have a class action one, my firm, right now out in Crestwood. We have another one in Stone Park that's up on appeal. They, first of all, provide distrust in government. For whatever reason, here in Chicago and in Illinois is like the area that have more red light cameras than anywhere across the country. Very few, a lot of states are now banning them. I believe 8 states so far, and they keep piling up.
You don't think it's a safety issue? It's a economic issue?
Well, if it was a safety issue, the $1 billion that they've collected over the last few years in Chicago alone would be one thing. But the studies have disproven that. And everybody says, I mean, yes, look, we're all for safety. But there are ways. When I got up on the city council, and this was a few years ago, I said what we can be doing is how to lessen the roads instead of 4 lanes or whatever, diagonal intersections, or ways to treat it so we didn't have the problems. And everybody now admits it's all about the money on what's happening. And if you get a $100 ticket, as we call it, and even some of the judges referred judge a kangaroo court, what they end up doing, if you want to appeal to go into the circuit court, it's 3 or 4 or 5 times the amount of your fine, and most people don't even show up, and they just pay the ticket now. They don't even challenge it.
Right.
So it does cause a problem. The studies are showing it's not about safety. It's all about the economic benefit to, and especially in the south side and west side where you have larger streets.
But I recall Lori Lightfoot saying when she ran for mayor that she wanted equity and didn't want to see parking tickets or red light cameras focused on people who could least afford to pay them.
Yep, you said it right, and she did say that. Instead, on the speed camera, she lowers the amount from 10 miles over to 6 miles over, and it's generating. I heard a number the other day, like every, I don't know how many seconds, a new ticket is being issued on some of these intersections. They've got one up in Irving Park that they're claiming next to a park, and that's all in dispute too.
It's in dispute. I know exactly if we're talking about the same one. Initially, those red light cameras were supposed to be just in front of school zones, which one I guess could understand. That's when Emmanuel was the mayor. And they instantly put one up on Irving Park Road. If we're talking about the same place, on one side of the road is one cemetery.
Right.
On the other side of the road is another cemetery.
Right.
So unless there are zombies walking around at night, I don't even understand how anyone could possibly get hit by a car there.
I think you put it succinctly on how it is. And you know, especially near Halloween, we see the ghosts going
scary.
Back and forth. Yes,
yes,
absolutely, on those cemeteries.
And what's also scary is the corruption that you've hinted at going on at the county level. A press release right here that you issued. So, is our county government corrupt?
Well, it goes hand in hand. In fact, the people that are all tied in, all Democrats tied into the Democratic Party who have accepted bribes under this system.
But you've been a Democrat.
I know. We all make our mistakes in terms of what we need to do, but I'm going to fight this system. I'm going to bring equity to people. I'm going to bring fairness to people. I'm going to make our communities safe. That's always been my aim. And communities that we can live in. That's why when I was alderman, I built 8 parks. I brought 8,000 jobs to my ward, and all of them had community benefit agreements.
Isn't it an irony? I'm sorry to interrupt, but you were a very popular alderman, and even at the end, when you decided, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore, I'm going to do something else, you might have been voted back in if they didn't rearrange the ward in the way in which they did, which made it almost impossible for you.
Well, I walked through the South Loop, West Loop, Bronzeville, Garfield Park, People say, I wish you were our alderman today. I hear it. In fact, I heard it on Friday from a couple of constituents out on the west side. They were hoping that I was still the alderman because they know I stand up for justice. They know I stand up for people. You know, this is interesting times. I'm honored to be asked to run and to fight for the people all across. And this is a big county. We have, as I said, 5.2 million people, and from Barrington all the way down to the far south ends where we have Harvey, Robbins, Dixmoor, that are all suffering. And if I have to listen to what the county board president says, she's doing all she can. Well, she's not doing anything to help our communities. Instead, she came up with a program for, I think it's 3,250 people get $500 a month for doing nothing out of if they qualify.
What are you referring to?
Her guaranteed income program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's several million dollars that are being wasted on a program like that. We have a county, two county hospitals, Provident and Stroger, within walking distance almost, and we have no other ways. She closed down the mental health clinics a long time ago and now wants to reopen them. The time has come for change. You have to be looking foremost at the problems. When I was running for alderman, I heard of these problems that we have now, whether it's high taxes, lack of jobs, lack of opportunity, educational issues, and crime. Now we're hearing about them. I was talking about those a long time ago. I see the things that are happening, whether I'm up in Schaumburg yesterday or Palos Heights, people are saying they're moving away.
That's been an issue too. You know what? I have to move away into the newsroom.
Uh-oh.
So I apologize for that.
I appreciate it, though, the time to be here, and it's always fun to see you. So thank you.
Same here. Thank you.